Hi, I'm Kath from the No Northern Incinerator Will Alert campaign.
Yeah.
We're here supporting the fabulous folk of Lara who've come out in such numbers to object to their incinerator being put in here.
Yeah, and so where are you from and what are you bringing today?
Well, I live in Preston myself,
yeah.
which is only 15 kilometres from the proposed incinerator in Will Alert. It's proposed for 510 Summer Hill Road, Will Alert, and people can't believe that there is a plan to burn 10 million tonnes of industrial, domestic and demolition rubbish over the next 25 years, just 15 kilometres from my home.
Yeah, and you were just telling me a moment ago that I used to live in Coburg, that even areas as close to the city as Coburg are within that 15 kilometres.
Yeah, Coburg's just 15 kilometres from the site of this burning of 10 million tonne of rubbish.
Yeah.
So the accumulative toxicity to the whole area is appalling.
Yeah.
In Paris now, where we're watching the Olympics, or the Olympics has just been on, folks who... 12 million folks who live in Paris and north are not permitted even to eat eggs from their back garden. There's a government announcement not to eat eggs or chooks from their backyard from accumulated toxicity from a whole variety of things, including incinerators.
And so are they saying anything like we're putting filters on it or anything like that? Are they trying to minimise the damage?
Okay, of course, there's filters on it and they need. There's two things about the filters. The special rapporteur from the UN on waste has said there is no safe level of toxicity from these incinerators.
Yeah.
There is no safe level.
Yeah.
The second thing is it's always been found that when there have been problems with the incinerators overseas, when there have been problems, the monitoring has always been turned off.
So, fabulous outfit. Who are you? Why are we here today?
Hey there, I'm Mel. I'm a local Lara mum that lives here in Lara and my community with my two beautiful children. And I'm out here today to protect my children and my community and the environment from the Lara incinerator.
Nice. And how are the rest of your school parents and friends feeling about this? How's the community feeling about this?
I think the community is very nervous about it, and we are coming here today to show that community is unity and fight together in solidarity to stop this waste incinerator.
And so how long has this been going for, this fight?
The fight's been going for quite a few years now. I've only just jumped on board in the last just over 12 months now. I've been campaigning. But the fight has been going, I believe, for about 3 years so far. And it's just by a few local community members that got together to start fighting.
Oh, very good, very good. Is there anything else you'd like to add on the issue?
I think you can't complain about it and sit back and do nothing.
Yeah.
I think the most important thing is to be proactive, and that's what I'm doing. Is if I'm going to complain, I can't stop it. So I need to get up, be proactive, engage with the community and really fight for what we believe in to protect our community.
Do you know who gave the go-ahead for this? Was it state government or federal or no?
So the EPA have approved the first stage of the licence and the official tick-off will be from Sonia Kilkenny, the Minister of Planning.
Yeah.
So we need to talk to Sonia and say, you can't do this. You can't make that tick.
Okay, cool. Thanks for speaking to me.
Thank you.
So the next person I'd like to invite up to speak is Sarah Hathaway. Sarah is the incumbent councillor for the Windermere Ward, but she's not here in her official capacity today. Sarah is here as a Corio resident and candidate for the Corio Ward. Sarah has been a long-term community activist with a particular interest in environmental campaigning, and she has also been a strong supporter of our campaign from the beginning and providing advocacy to council. So welcome, Sarah.
Thanks, Ange. And I too would like to acknowledge that we're meeting here today in Wadawurrung country and acknowledge that this always was and always will be Aboriginal land. And thank you to Christy and David for the welcome and smoking ceremony. So as Ange has said, unfortunately I've been advised by the City of Geelong administration that I can't speak to you today as an incumbent councillor. And this is in case the issue of the proposed waste-to-energy incinerator for Lara comes before council, even though as councillors and as residents we've been advised time and again that this is an issue for state government planning and council has no power to approve or not approve the proposal. Regardless, I wanted to be here today and I wanted to speak to you with my Corio resident hat on as a local mum and as someone hoping to represent my community for another 4 years on local council. Because it doesn't matter how many letters council write, it matters who turns up to stand with the community on issues that you care about. It doesn't matter if it's local, state, or a federal issue, which frankly, it's a false distinction. Any issue that is important to you as a community, any issue that a whole community is mobilising around, your elected representatives from all levels need to be here with you. For those of you here or involved in the campaign or perhaps have come out campaigning on something for the first time in your lives, I want to stress that when it comes to the decision making, the permit approvals, the businesses proposing projects like the Lara Waste to Energy Incinerator, we're not working within the realm of facts and logic. If we existed in a world where facts and logic prevailed, we wouldn't even be here. This project would have been knocked off years ago in its very early stages. But we don't exist in that world. Our reality is the movie Don't Look Up. The one where you talk about the impending disaster in the room and people look at you like you're floridly psychotic. Imagine your neighbour's house on fire and you burst in there to warn them and they're sitting at the kitchen table with their feet up, holding a lump of coal, smoking a cigar, and you point out that their house is on fire and they say, I think you'll find it's just unseasonably warm. These are the people that we're dealing with. We live in a reality where once again the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or the IPCC, reported the hottest day on record in July, where global average temperatures over the last 12 months exceeded 1.5 degrees warming. And remembering that climate scientists are telling us that if we get to 2 degrees warming, we will trigger a series of tipping points that play out most of those apocalypse end of the world scenario movies that we watch. We live in a reality where despite this, our federal government is still talking about a gas-led recovery, where our state government is approving seismic blasting in the Otway Basin, a method of oil and gas exploration that disrupts the seabed. And the proposal for an offshore gas terminal in Corio Bay that will lead to LNG tankers passing within 250 metres of people's homes in North Shore is back. So if facts and logic aren't going to prevail, what will? Community mobilisation and organising, applying political pressure, using the local council elections this year and likely the federal elections next year to ask your candidates, what do they stand for? Will they stand with the Lara community to oppose this waste incinerator? I will, and Socialist Alliance will. Thank you.
So our next speaker probably doesn't need much of an introduction in this community, but I'd like to welcome up Richard Bisinella, the CEO of Bisinella Developments. Richard and his family have an award-winning family-run business, and they have a proud 57-year history of successful residential and industrial development in our region. Richard and his team have been instrumental in supporting our campaign with media and advertising, and taking their own actions against the EPA VCAT. So we welcome you, Richard.
Thank you. I'd like to begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which we meet today and pay my respects to elders past and present. When Charles came to me last year to ask how we could support this important campaign, the Bisinella family had no hesitation. We have been part of this community for 71 years and have been proud to help bring thousands of residents to make a family and create a business and make Lara their home, while creating thousands of jobs for the North. Like most people, we were shocked when we saw the plans for this massive industrial facility. And when we looked more closely, we were even more shocked that such a project, with such a huge impact on the surrounds, could avoid proper community consultation and scrutiny. When the decision by the EPA to grant the development license, what that means is that it avoids the need for an environmental effect statement. Now that's huge, meaning that the community has no say, which is staggering in this day and age. It's absolutely strange what's occurring. So not only have we continued to support Chaz and the community and the amazing group of volunteers in this David versus Goliath battle, we issued two VCAT proceedings against the EPA in December last year. And I've spent the last week in Melbourne with a fantastic team of barristers challenging the EPA on how it gave the project a nod. That EPA matter has been deferred and it will be recommencing late August. And we'll keep fighting because we love this town and we love the community. I'd like to pay tribute to the dozens of businesses around Geelong who have spoken out. It is not easy to stand up to government. And when you're in business, as the saying goes, bad things happen when good people stand by, and we stand with you. As my father, thank you. As my father recently told in the Addy, it would be a crime to allow something like this to be imposed on the community. Thank you, Sarah Henderson, Dr. Mansfield, Councillor Sarah Hathaway, Richard Reardon, Ella George, and Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles for his comments. The Committee for Geelong, outstanding work. And most importantly, and one of the most important organisations that can help push the government to change this is the City of Greater Geelong, on something that we'll be working with the city closely to encourage the city to find a way to stop this. And I won't make it public today, but we've got some ideas. Despite all of these voices, the Allan government and the Minister for Planning, Sonia Kilkenny, continues to remain silent to this mass movement and the united community. And sorry, Allah, but what's occurring is a Rubicon moment in which the political landscape throughout Geelong, if the government continues to ignore us, will change this political landscape forever. I cannot underestimate that. The government would stop a milk bar from opening in the south if the residents didn't want it, yet they continue to ignore the north to stop this project, which absolutely shows disrespect to the north, and sorry, it also shows complete disrespect to Allah for not listening to her. Only last week, the Premier drove through Geelong to Armstrong Creek, right past Lara, to open up a kindergarten in Armstrong Creek. Did she stop here and listen to you and see your concerns? No. Thank you for coming out today and braving our beautiful winter, for your support, incredibly important. I urge you to get involved in any way you can. Follow the groups on social media, write to your local MPs, sign the petition, or write a letter, or change who you vote for, if that's what it takes. And importantly, tell your mates, tell your friends, go to the pub, go to the footy, wherever it is, speak to them. Let it go viral. It will change things. Well done.
I'm going to invite up one of our very passionate campaigners, Les Jew, to come up and have a talk to us. Les is one of our very staunch members who's been working on this from the beginning. So welcome, Les.
Thank you very much for coming out today. I'd like to really thank the Aboriginal community for putting on a beautiful display, and I did enjoy the smoke. This is their elders' land. They've met here for years and years, and we're going to just make an absolute mess with an incinerator. A lot has been said, and I'll keep it pretty short. There's a lot of hidden things behind this application that Jacobs put forward to the EPA, which is just pure rubbish. On top of that bin is the traffic assessment. Nobody takes responsibility. Prospect Hill International supplied it to Jacobs. They don't take responsibility. Jacobs have acted on it. They don't take responsibility. There will be 125 B-double trucks per day into the facility. 250 trucks per day around Lara. That's a lot of pollution just from the diesel. That's 5.2 trucks per hour. The doors on this incinerator are going to be open all the time. They say problem is solved because the plant is under a vacuum. Well, we've got a lot of wind here, thank God not today. They say it won't smell, but it's got a deodorising system. The whole application to the EPA is very, very questionable. There is no risk assessment. There is no O&H assessment. There is no health assessment. We have not heard from the health minister. We have an LPG storage facility with above ground and below ground tanks, 450 metres away. At the other end of the street, we also have a chemical factory, which when it was built, had to get its own fire station, water tanks, because there's not enough water in the industrial estate. None of this has been put into the application of the EPA. There is nothing about the generators. There's nothing about how it's going to get into the grid. Yet, they got a works approval license. I'd like to thank everybody that's come down here today, given up their Sunday morning. It is very, very obvious. I'm very passionate about it because I'm just a grandfather. And my family lives 350 metres away from this facility. I sit at night time with my youngest grandson and read a book. And at the end of the reading, he says to me, "Grandpa, how are you going with that incinerator? It's not going to happen, is it?" And all I can say is, we are doing our utmost. I'll ask this. We have got all the politicians. We've got Liberal. We've got Labor. We've got Greens. We've got the council not wanting it. We have the Deputy Prime Minister doesn't want it. Well, I'm going to go one step further. Sonia Kilkenny, Planning Minister. Look at what's going on in Geelong. It's absolutely ridiculous. Jacinda Allen, you can stop it. Two, this is Labor policy. And probably going to get in trouble for this, but Mr. Albanese, when you got voted in, I was handed a piece of paper that said, it won't be easy with Albanese. Well, we took that on board. But what I'm asking you, sir, don't make it impossible for the people of Geelong and Lara to go to bed at night thinking about that this plant could explode, have an industrial accident, as we've seen in Melbourne with a chemical factory, a fire, spread into LPG. It won't be a fire over there, it will be an explosion. Then we're going to ask our fire brigade and firefighters to come down and do something with it. Well, Mr. Albanese, I'm asking you to put a complete stop to this now.
Stand up, fight back!
When our homes and community are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
When our homes and community are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
When our homes and community are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!